Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And he loves you.
To wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. We thank God for allowing us to get from a last week to this week. We thank God for his grace and his mercy has truly kept us, truly blessed us, continues to make a way out of no way, and we give God all the honor. We give him all the glory and we give him all the praise today because truly the Lord is good and greatly to be praised. We'd like to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Truly it's a blessing to be able to know the Lord as our Father, and we give him glory today. I don't know about you, but God has blessed us and he's kept us in danger seen and unseen. And so we are able to get back together, and we haven't come for any fashion, form, or show, but we've come simply to lift up the name of Jesus. It is he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And so that's what we've come to do today. We've come to give him honor. We've come to give him glory. We've come to give him praise, because truly God is worthy of all our praise. I'm going to say that again. We've come to give him honor. We've come to give him glory. We've come to give him praise, because truly God is worthy. I said he's worthy of all our praise. If God has done something for you, if God has blessed you, if God has shown himself mighty in your life, we ought to give him some praise. We ought to say, thank you, God, that you've been so good to me. Thank you, God, that you continue to bless my going out and my coming in. Thank you, God, that you continue to put food on my table. Thank you, God, that you continue to put clothes on my back. Thank you, God, that you continue to put shoes on my feet. Thank you, God, that you continue to put a roof over my head. Thank you, God, that you didn't allow thieves to break in and out. Thank you, God, that I still have a reasonable health portion of health and strength. Thank you, God, that I'm still able to clothe myself. Thank you, God, that I'm still in my right mind. Thank you, God, that the blood is still running warm in my veins. Thank you, God, that I can still lift up holy hands. Thank you, God, that I can still give you praise from the fruit of my lips, because God, you've been good, and God, you've been better than good. God, you bought me from a mighty, somebody ought to say hallelujah. Thank you, God, you bought me from a mighty long way. Somebody said he's been better than me than I've been to myself. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. And we thank God today, because truly Truly, 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 he's been good to us. Somebody said, down through the years, the Lord has continued to make a way out of nowhere. He's continued to show himself strong and mighty in our lives. Somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul can't help but to cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Thank God for saving me. Hallelujah this morning. Amen. We just wanted to give him a shout out of praise this morning because we know that it was nobody but God that brought us from last week through this week, through many dangers seen and unseen. God continues to be our provider, Jehovah our provider, and we thank him for his provision on today. Amen. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to you. We just praise God. We praise God because he is our Father and he is a good God. And we bless his holy and righteous name this morning. And so this morning, just want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for another beautiful Sunday.
Amen.
And
amen.
The songwriter said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, forever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And Father God, we come to you this morning, Father, acknowledge you as our Lord and as our Savior. We acknowledge you as the everlasting God, the creator of heaven and earth. And, oh God, we give you glory this morning. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you, Father, for another beautiful Sunday morning that you have blessed us to see, oh God. Another Sunday that we can praise your name and give you the glory. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Because it's through you that we move and we have our very being. And Father God, we thank you because your mercy and your grace given us another Sunday, the day that we can get it right, Father. And we thank you because you have been faithful and good unto us, Father God. Down through the years, Lord Jesus, you have brought us through in spite of what it looked like, seen like or be like. You've still been a good Father. You've been an ever-loving God. And so we thank you for that this morning. Hallelujah to your name. We bless you and we praise you. And Father God, with a heart of thanksgiving, we just want to bless you with the fruit of our lips because that's all we can give you, Father. And we're grateful this morning just to be able to come before your presence. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus who died for our sins, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, our comforter that leads us and guides us and teaches us. And, oh, God, we thank you for your word because your word has given us that blessed assurance and promises, oh, God, that we can stand on forever. And so, Father God, we pray this morning that you would look on Pastor Kason, that you would be his help and his strength this morning. And, Father God, as he prepared to bring a word of life to us, oh, God, we pray, Father, that you would open up our ears and open up our hearts and our minds, oh, God, that we might receive your word, Father. And, Father God, we pray that if you see anything, Father God, that not pleasing in your sight this morning, Father God, we pray that you will cleanse us. Oh, God, sanctify us in your word and just wash us in your blood, Father. And, oh, God, prepare our hearts and our minds that we might receive your word and receive it with praise and thanksgiving, that your word might help us to grow spiritually, oh, God, and we might be better witnesses unto you. And then, Father God, we pray that you will continue to be his strength throughout this week, oh, God. Father God, we pray your blessing upon First Lady Kason, that you continue to be her healer, continue to be her help and her strength, oh, God. Father God, we pray that you will look on the first family, bless them as only you can, keep them as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Father God, we pray for each and every member of the heart of God this morning. You know what they stand in the need of, Father. We pray that you will bless them according to their needs, oh, God. Father God, that you will look on each and every person, strengthen them, oh, God. Strengthen their mind, body, and spirit, oh, God. And Father God, we pray that you will be their Jehovah Jireh today, oh God. Father God, not only that you will provide their needs physically, oh God, but you will provide their needs spiritually, mentally, morally, oh God. Father God, that you will continue to be a God unto them, a Savior, oh God, that you will continue to be their help and their strength. And then, Father God, we pray for everyone that are on the line. We pray for everyone that is tuned in, regardless of how they are listening or hearing the word this morning, Father. I pray, oh God, that you will strengthen their heart. Build up some weary soul today, oh God. Father God, that you will speak a word of healing to their spirit and a word of peace, oh God. Father God, that you will let them know that you are God and you are God alone and nothing is impossible with you. Father God, we pray for our community. We pray for other churches and pastors and servant leaders everywhere, oh God. And then, Father God, we pray for those this morning that don't know you, Lord Jesus. Father God, that through the preach word, that they might come to know you as Lord and Savior. We pray, Father God, the ones that do know you, Father, that you give them enough strength, that they can hold on to you, Father God. Continue to trust you in your word, Father God. And Father God, we pray for all those that are sick among us this morning. We pray for bereaved families everywhere. And we pray, Father God, that whatever is said and done today, that your name will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for all blessings. We thank you for loving us and forgiving us. We thank you for your saving grace. And most of all, we thank you for your mercy this morning, Father, that has brought us through, oh God. Father God, we ask your blessings upon fathers out here this morning, oh God. We thank you for the fathers, oh God, that has gone on before us, oh God, the ones that paved the way, oh God. We ask your blessing upon them, oh God. And Father God, we pray that you will look on their families, oh God. We pray that you will be a strength and a help unto them, Father. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you because you are our great Father. And you sent your darling son, Jesus, as the example that we should be as fathers as well as mothers. And we thank you this morning because you are a Father that has been with us throughout every generation. And you will never forsake your people, oh God. And so we thank you this morning. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And we give you the highest praises that you can ever receive. And that's hallelujah. The songwriter said, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. And we thank you this morning, Father. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your honor. And we thank you, oh God, that you were mindful of man and you did look upon us, Father. And you looked beyond our forces and you saw our needs. And you know that we needed a Savior. So we thank you this morning for your darling son, Jesus, and the power of your Holy Spirit. We bless you and we praise you for these and all blessings. In your darling son, Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Lindsay for that fervent prayer. Amen. God, amen. The God is and continues to be a prayer-answering God. Amen. And we just have to learn to go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Amen. One of the songs I remember, amen, and my dad liked to sing, amen, from the hymnal number 27. Amen. That's a great hymn, amen, that sang in the church. And the title of that hymn is Blessed Assurance. Amen. And I can see him as a deacon on the front row, amen, and as they would sing that song, amen, and he would sing it, amen, along with the rest of the church, amen, because they had a blessed assurance, amen, of who God is, who God is in their life, and there's an assurance when you have a relationship with God, amen, and so we want to sing this song to the glory of God, number 27. And the first verse says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Let us sing to the glory of God. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy and whispers of love. And this is my story. This is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If that's your story, that you can praise your Savior, if that's your story, that you can give him honor today, if that's your story, that you know that the perfect submission and the perfect delight with the visions of rapture now bounce on your sight, that you know without a shadow of a doubt, that God is your Savior, that God is your provider, that God is the one that brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light, that truly this is your story. We ought to give him some praise this morning. We ought to give him some honor this morning. We ought to give him some blessed assurance that Jesus is yours. Hallelujah. We thank God today, amen, that we have this blessed assurance that Jesus is our. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased by his blood, born of his spirit, and washed in his blood. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning, because truly, truly we have a blessed assurance. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen, that we have a blessed assurance. We're going to go and open up the phone lines, amen, so we can hear the testimony of the saints this morning, amen, the testimony of the saints. And we're going to start with our first worshiper, last four digits, 2256, 2256. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. I just want to say he's been everything, my protector, my provider, my strength, my peace, my light in the darkness, and my friend. I thank him for having me on his mind. Mm. Thank you, Pastor, First Lady, on the heart of God, and all those who have decided to be a part of the heart of God during this time.
Yeah.
You know, so much has been going on with people, you know, but we just got to continue to trust God. I'm just glad that God is who he is, a great and a loving God. He's been good.
Amen.
And I was getting ready to say, during this time of pandemic, but I'm going to say during this time of rejuvenation, restoration,
yeah,
and redirection,
yeah,
for some people, and a new direction for some people, because I believe that's what God's been doing. He knew what we were, what we all needed, and what was going to happen. So I just thank him for his great insight. God has just been so good. I can't thank him enough. Thank God for everything, you know. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and that everybody has a great day and a good week. God bless you. Take care.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits. 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good pleasure to lay down in at nighttime and close your eyes, and you don't know if you're going to open up the next day, but the good Lord give you another second chance to touch your eyes, and your eyes pop over and your feet started dingling on the floor. He gave you another chance to stay on this earth and look back at the life to come through and praise his holy name, that he has brought us through a mighty long way. And we're so thankful, Father, that he gave us another second chance to stay on the right track and follow his footstep and glorify his holy name, for he's our Father. And it's a good thing that we also call us a Father, but we so got us a Father for us. And we said, thank you, Jesus, for being so good and so gracious to us to bring us a mighty long way. And we praise your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let's go to our next caller. Last four digits, 6947. 6947. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to hear everybody's voice. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And I just wanted to say that I thank God for allowing us to get this far. And that I just pray that I hear from you all next week.
Amen. Thank you for your comment this morning. We're going to go to our next caller. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day
to
all fathers that are on the line. But this is my life. I thank God that this morning we are children of the Most High God. And God's mercy has blessed us again and again and again. Every time you think you're going down and you're not going to make it, He's right there to pick you up, lift you up, and give you everything that He says He's going to give you. He is a promise giver, and I thank Him for being so faithful and so good to me, my sisters, my family, my church members. We have so much to be thankful for. It's not every day that you wake up and sometimes you think you're not going to make it. But then you get a call or you get a card or you get the Holy Spirit will come and just speak to you and talk to you and lift you up and get you started in the right direction. Put joy in your heart. Put joy in your life. Continuously. It's not a one-time thing. It's continuous. And for that, Lord, I want to thank you this morning. I want to praise your holy name for giving me the strength to do what I have to do. I can rely on you. I can count on you. And I know for myself that you have never left me and you have never disappointed me. Always giving me what I need. Everything that I have needed, you have provided. And for that, Lord, I want to thank you this morning and praise you. Pastor, you have a happy Father's Day. Enjoy your day. We love you. And keep doing what you're doing for the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God, church. God bless Pastor and First Lady for your goodness and faithfulness. Keep praying for me and my family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Happy Father's Day.
Amen.
And happy Father's Day to Pastor and all the fathers.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. Happy Father's Day to you, Pastor.
Thank
you.
Happy
Father's Day to all the fathers that's on the line this morning. And I just want to thank God for all of his continuous blessings that He's given me, waking me up this morning. The old folks say, and starting me on my way.
Amen.
Jesus is mine, praising my Savior all the day long. Everyone be blessed. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady. How are you this morning?
Good. Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day to the fathers. Happy Father's Day to the mothers. Have sometimes step in for the fathers. Okay, here I go. I'm going to try this. It says a godly father is faithful to God and family, able to discern God's will in trying times and good times, thankful for all the joys and trials of life, happy no matter what life brings, enthusiastic about a life lived with purpose, living on purpose, righteous, rock solid in heart and mind, from a growing relationship with God, Jesus. For these things and so many more, we praise God for our fathers, this Father's Day and always. I'm going to try this, so pray with me. Your grace and mercy. brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought us through. You all have a blessed week. I love you all. Happy Father's Day. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for your testimony and your encouraging song. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 4629. 4629, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to thank God for seeing another day. I'd like to thank God for my father. It's a wonderful father and set me up for success. Showed me so much. And thank God for him. Very special person, and touches each and every one of us in a special way. Glad to share him with everybody, and know that he's a great man. I strive to be like him every day, and it's a special thing on a Father's Day. I'm glad that he's in my life, and I appreciate him so much. This week has been an amazing week. I can say that a lot of life-changing things happened this week. In one day, a whole bunch changed. And thank God for it. Thank God for blessing me. And pray that he continues to bless me, keep all of our families. And pray that we get through another week. And I pray that everybody has an amazing day. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning to my Heart of God Baptist Church family. Truly, I just want to thank God this morning for his grace and his mercy. I want to thank him for his loving kindness and his faithfulness unto me and to my church family. I want to thank God for those that he has placed in my life for one reason or another. I want to thank God for just being an awesome and mighty and gracious God. And Pastor, I just want to wish you a happy Father's Day on this day. I thank you, Pastor, for allowing God to use you. I thank you, Pastor, for being a man of great faith, for being a man of courage, for being a man of integrity. I thank you for being a loving and a kind spiritual father. And so I just thank God for placing you over my life to be my spiritual father and to help me to grow and help me to extend all of these years that you have blessed me and you have nurtured me and you have taught me many things. And so I just thank God for you. Thank you, First Lady. Thank you, Janice. Thank you, Anthony, for sharing your father with us and for sharing your father with me. I realize, Pastor, that you are not perfect because none of us are perfect. But I really, truly thank God for you because you are a man that walks upright. And I thank God for you. I thank him for
the many things that God is doing in your life and in your family's life. And I just ask God to continue to keep you and your family and your grandchildren and continue to bless you all. And I just thank God for you because you are a loving pastor. You are a kind pastor. And I can call you and I can talk with you about anything. And that's a blessing. And I don't take it lightly and I don't take it for granted. Because a lot of pastors, you can't even get to them. You can't even talk to them. But I praise God that the communication line between my pastor and I and my pastor and our church family is always open. And so, Pastor Kason, I salute you today, and I thank you today. God bless you, and have a very blessed day.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 1741. 1741.
Good morning. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. And praise God. Thank God for this beautiful Father's Day. And Pastor Kason, truly what Reverend Sykes has said is the truth. And I just thank God for you and for First Lady for everything that you all have done and have shared. And I have learned so much from you. I just thank God for the blessing. And as she was singing Blessed Assurance, my mind went back. And I could see my father carrying us to church. And I think I might have shared with you, Pastor, that my father had a third grade education. God had also blessed him to be a carpenter. But my father, my mother had 11 children. And a lot of times my mother couldn't go to church, but she got us ready. And Daddy carried us to church in Sunday school. And Daddy would read. With a third grade education, he read the Bible. And I never forgot that. I remember that. And I was so grateful because he used what God gave him. And so I'm just so grateful for what he had done for us as a family and how he raised my father and my mother. And so many of us has forefathers, grandparents, and parents that was uneducated. Had less education than that, but they trust God and they love God and they raise their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, and they gave them what they had, and that's where we are today. We are here today because of what our parents done and the sacrifices they made and how much they trust God. And so my heart was overwhelmed when I heard Anthony talk about you and the type of father you were. It brought so much joy to hear a son say good things about his father. And so I want to salute not only you, but every father out here. Papa Richardson, he's our oldest father in our church. I say happy Father's Day to him and all the grandfathers. Any way you have nurtured a child and helped a child to grow, especially in this world today, and good things that you have done, I just pray that God will continue to bless the men and bless the fathers. Everybody that birthed a child is not a father. So I just thank God that God will continue to bless them and keep them strong and put him first, and he will lead them in the way. And I thank God for my son, Mark. I praise God for him because he takes care of Mark, Marcus and Matthew. He helped Richard. He does a lot with them, and I thank God for him and my brothers and the rest of the family members. I thank God for every person that God has touched this morning and allowed them to help a child along the way and to nurture. And I pray that God will continue to strengthen them. And I thank God for my Heavenly Father. Because if it had not been for the Heavenly Father who left us the example, and he gave all that he had, his son Jesus, so that we could be better parents and lovers of our children. And the word tells us, if we being evil know how to give good gifts unto our children, hallelujah, our Father in heaven, he will give us the best gift that we could ever want, and that is the Holy Spirit. So I praise God this morning for his darling son, Jesus, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, heart of God. I love you, Pastor and First Lady, and thank you all so much.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7351. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Kayson. Happy Father's Day to you. And
thank you.
Good morning, First Lady. I just love your song. That's one of my favorites. I thank you for it. You couldn't hear me, but I was singing with you. I'm telling you,
amen.
So much has been said this morning that I am sitting here with tears going down my eyes. It's just been so good to hear all of these testimonies that just so great. So great talking about you, Pastor Kayson. It's just wonderful. But I also want to say thanks to our Father on high, because that, you know, all of our fathers, my dear father when he was living, he was a good man also. But my Father on high watched out for me this week. I tell you, I had challenges this week, and good Lord was right there. I fell twice in one day. Isn't that something? And I survived. I didn't hit my head. I didn't have any after effects, no pains or nothing. I'm still walking. So I thank the good Lord. He watched me as I fell on that ground. He held me on that ground. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just to let you all know, we have a good Father on high. And you always pray to him. Just lean on him. To God be all the glory. And happy Father's Day to everybody. Everybody. And have a blessed week and stay safe. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Praise Lord. Thank God for all of your testimony, all of your continued steadfast in the Lord. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in prayer. But we want to just remember all the fathers, all the mothers, all of those who are guardians and those that are looking out for children all over this world. We thank God for their kindness and their love that they continue to show all throughout the year, not just one day, but all year long. And just continue to pray for them that God would guide them, that they would raise children in the way that they should go. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. All wise and eternal God, our Father, we come thanking you for the new mercies on this day. Morning by morning, new mercies we see, and all that we have need of, God, your hand have provided, and great is your faithfulness unto us. We come acknowledging you as Lord and Savior of our lives. We thank you for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. There is none like you, Father. We love you. We adore you. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your goodness. Thank you for being our pillar of strength. We come thanking you and celebrating the blessings that you as our Heavenly Father has given unto us.
Thank you. We come
thanking you for the earthly and spiritual fathers that you have blessed us with. And we thank you for the time and the opportunity that we were able to spend with our fathers who are no longer with us. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom that you imparted into them, Father God, to help us to navigate life's challenges and to pick us up, Father God, when we have fallen. And we pray for all fathers on today, Father, whether they are biological, adoptive, or spiritual fathers.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for all of our pastors and our churches, our leaders and our communities. We pray for all families. We pray for all bereaved families. We pray for mothers. We pray for our pastor, Pastor Kayson, and First Lady Kayson, and the Heart of God Baptist Church family. We pray for mankind everywhere, Father God. And Father, we thank you for all the fathers, and we thank you for all the father figures that are in the world and in our lives. And I pray your blessings upon all fathers on today.
Yeah.
Guide their steps and allow them to be a blessing to others as you continue to fulfill your purpose for their lives. And there have been many times, Father, that they have fallen, God, because we've all fallen. But, oh, God, you have given them the strength and the stamina.
Hallelujah.
To get back up. Continue to be their pillar of strength. Help them to continue to put on the full armor of God each day. Keep their minds and their bodies and their spirits strong. Put a shield of protection around them, Father, and bless their going out and their coming in. For we have all come this far by faith, leaning on you, Father, and trusting in you. Father, we magnify your name and we glorify your name on this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we are all rejoicing and glad in it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, because you have done great and marvelous things in all of our lives, and we praise you, and we are forever grateful. So we ask, Father God, on this day, Father God, that you would attend your ears unto our prayers and our petitions, because we know that you are a prayer-answering God. And we thank you for all the prayers that you have answered down through the years, God. You have been good to us. You've kept us. Oh, God, you shielded us. Oh, God, you protected us. And so, God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say hallelujah. And we say bless your name on today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It is in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ that we ask these prayers. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank God for Reverend Sykes and fervent prayer. Amen. We know, amen, the prayer, amen, is the key. Amen. Staying in touch and in tune with the Lord. And so we just want to continue, amen, to pray and continue to ask God's guidance in all of our lives so we may be found doing the things that are pleasing in his sight and according to his will. Amen. Amen. We want to go to the Word of God today. We're going to go to a couple of books in the New Testament, and the book of Matthew and the book of Luke. And as we look at the book of Matthew and the book of Luke, we want to look at two fathers. Amen. Two fathers that were leading in the life of Jesus Christ. And because of their relationship with God, they were able to be led by God and be able to play their role in the ministry of Jesus Christ. And it is a blessing to have the record of God that gives us these examples of these men, these fathers that had a relationship with God, and because their relationship with God, they were able to participate in the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And those two men were in the Gospel of Luke, was by the name of Zacharias, and also in the Gospel of Matthew was the one named Joseph. Joseph and Zechariah, they were men that were blessed to have a godly relationship. And because of their godly relationship, they were able to participate in the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we want to look at that a little bit, and we want to read about them, and they weren't perfect men, but they were in contact with a perfect God. And God has the ability, when we are in relationship and fellowship with him, to be able to use us in all of our shortcomings, that his will would be done. And we want to look at that today. Before we get into that, we want to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to be able to come together, God. And thank you for the privilege and opportunity to be able to stand and declare your word. And Father, ask that you will forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I might be a pure vessel used by you, God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And so as we look through the Bible, we find many men and women who yielded themselves to God. And as they yielded themselves to God, they were able to be used by God to further the kingdom of God. And it is because of this yielding that the word of God was able to be passed down from generation to generation, so that every generation of God received the blessing from God. And that is just so important for us as men to understand that we need to continue to play this role of men of God that have a relationship with God, so that the generations that come after us can be blessed by God. And so that's what we want to talk about today, amen, is the blessed man of God, the blessed man of God. And the blessed man of God can turn into a blessed father of God. And the blessed man of God who has a relationship with God will be a godly father. And when you understand that correlation between being a blessed man of God who can then become a blessed father of God, who can then bless the family of God from generation after generation, we will understand the importance, amen, of that man, amen, having a relationship with God. And so let's look at the character of Zacharias. Zacharias was the father of John the Baptist. And we look at the Gospel of Luke. And my father, on every holiday, Christmas holiday, we would go and we would sit down and we would read the account of the birth of Christ in the Gospel of Luke. And so we would read about this, and many times during the month leading up to the Christmas celebration, we would read about Mary, the chosen one who had favor with God, the Virgin Mary. We would read about Mary, we would read about the birth of Christ. So we wanted to look a little bit at Zacharias, and we wanted to look at Joseph a little bit this morning, because these were fathers that played the role that brought forth, amen, their son. Zacharias brought forth his son, John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Jesus Christ, and Joseph, who was the father of Jesus, amen, his earthly father. And so we look at these men because the angel of God touched them, amen, in a way that they were able to stand up in the face of scrutiny and adversity and difficult times. So much so that they were able to allow their children, their boys, John, their boys, Jesus, to be able to be born into this world under unusual circumstances. But because of Joseph's and Zacharias' relationship with God, even though their boys were born under unusual circumstances, they were able to stay the course and hang in there with God, that boys would grow to be the blessings of God to their families and to the family of God. But if it had not been for these godly fathers, these godly men, amen, there would have been challenges, amen, for the blessings of God to continue. The Gospel of Luke gives an account of Zechariah's encounter with, amen, God's angel Gabriel, the angel that stays in the presence of God. If you look at Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 11, it says, "And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense." So you say, well, how did Zechariah get into this position where he and this angel were standing at the altar of God? This lets us know that he had a relationship with God. And his relationship was that he was, if you go back to verse 5, it says, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless." In other words, John the Baptist's mother and father had a relationship with God. And because John and his wife had a relationship with God, amen, they were able to experience God in their old age, amen, because of their faithfulness to God, that they were able to minister in a godly way, that even in their old age, they were able to still be a blessing. And that's a message for fathers and mothers of every age. It doesn't matter what your age is, amen. It matters that you have a relationship with God. And if you have a relationship with God, it doesn't matter what age you are, amen. God can still use you for his glory. And so here we see that Elizabeth and Zechariah had a problem, amen, in man's realm, amen, because you know that there's nothing, amen, that's impossible with God, amen. And in verse 7 it says, "And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years," amen. In other words, they weren't able to have a child in their early years, or the years, amen, that people thought were childbearing years. But again, there's nothing that's impossible with God. And God wanted them to know, amen, that God uses extraordinary circumstances to bring blessings to his people, because if it was just in the ordinary, the people, amen, would have a tendency to think that it was them and not God, amen. And so what God does is he says, "I will show you who I am by specializing in the things that man calls impossible." And when God specializes in things that man calls impossible, what it does is opens man's eyes, amen, to the infinite God that can do all things but fail. And so here in verse 8 it says, "And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord." In other words, Elizabeth and Zacharias was carrying out the work of the Lord. They were doing the things of God. They were in a relationship with God, amen, to the point that God said, "These people, amen, have been brought up, amen, in the fear and the admonition of God. And now they're working, amen, in the fear and the admonition of God." And because that blessing had been passed on from one generation to the next generation, now they can produce, amen, as a husband and a wife, amen, a next generation of people who will be blessed because their father and their mother, amen, worshiped and worked in the order and the commandments of God. And because they worked in the ordinance, in the order of God, God could use them to be a blessing to the next generation. Amen. And so that's how Zechariah was at the altar with the angel of God. Amen. And see, that's the thing, my brothers and sisters, when you have a godly father that knows the Lord for himself, that he's in a position on a daily basis where he's communing and fellowshipping and talking with God and praying with God and carrying out the ordinance of God, he's in a position to hear from God, that you will be able to be blessed from his relationship with God. And that's the thing that I love about godly parents and godly grandparents and godly people in the community of God, amen, is because their relationship with God, I'm benefiting and I'm being blessed by them, amen, because God is using them to bless me. That God is using them to bless you. And that's the blessing, amen, of having, amen, a man of God, amen, in your life. And so Zacharias in verse 12, he says, and when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. In other words, he hadn't seen nothing like this before. And so in verse 13, it says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias. For thy prayer is heard. In other words, the angel of the Lord let Zacharias know that not only were you working for the Lord, and not only were you serving the Lord, and not only were you looking out for your family and everybody else, but I heard your prayer, that after you prayed and after you took care of the office of the Lord, that you prayed for yourself. And see, that's the thing about a father that has a relationship with God. He's looking out for the work of the Lord, the house of the Lord. He's looking out for his family. And after he's looked out for the house of the Lord, after he's looked out for his family, he says, and now God, remember me. And he prayed, obviously, that him and his wife would be able to have a child. And he prayed, and the angel showed up on the scene. And I don't know about you, amen, but I've seen God specialize in things that seem impossible. I've seen God do things, amen, that men would say could not happen. I've seen it for myself in my life. When the doctor said that my wife and I, we wouldn't be able to have, amen, one child, blessed is not only good God Almighty, but one. But he blessed us with two. And in other words, when you begin to start understanding the God that we serve and the miracles that he can perform, when you begin to start understanding the God that we serve and how he can continue to open doors that no man can open, how he can continue to bless you going out and you coming in, when you have a relationship with God and you put him first and you put your family first and you say, God, now that you have seen my humbleness of putting you first and putting your family first, God, remember me somewhere down the line. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Zacharias and said, I heard, man of God, I heard, man of God, I heard in the late years of your life, I've heard, amen, your prayer, and I'm going to bless you. Somebody need to say hallelujah. And so the angel said, I heard your prayer, amen. And the wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, come on now, and shall call his name John. Good God Almighty. Now, you know, the tradition is, amen, amen, that some man in the relationship or the family of God, amen, that the name is supposed to be Zacharias, so the name is supposed to be somebody of the ancestry, but the angel said the name is going to be John, amen. The angel said your wife is with child, to God Almighty, and, amen, you're going to name the boy John. Like we say, Zacharias wasn't a perfect man. Come on now. And I don't know about you, if you well in years, amen, and your wife is well in years, and God says, amen, that she going to have a baby, and you going to name it, amen, after somebody else, amen, all of us would be a little concerned, amen. Let me move on. And so
in verse 14, he says, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. In other words, because you are a man of God, because you have a relationship with God, God is going to bless you and your wife and your family and those, amen, that are going to be blessed in the generations to come, amen, because of your relationship with God, because you are a godly man, your family and your family's family is going to be blessed. And so he said in verse 15, he says, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall neither drink wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. In other words, God was going to bless this couple late in years, that they would be able to be blessed, that he was going to answer their prayer. But not only was he going to bless their prayer, but they were going to give him a child who would be filled with the Holy Ghost, who would be able to be a blessing through generation after generation. And understand, my brothers and sisters, it's nothing but the blessing of God that has blessed us from generation to generation is why we're here being blessed right now. It's because godly fathers and godly mothers have been in the presence of God, those grandmothers, those grandfathers, those ones that we don't know about, the ones that came before we even knew who we were, amen, that put in the presence of God their petitions and their hope for the generations that come. And because of that, God has blessed them over and over and over and generation after generation, that the blessing has got down to us. And right now, we're experiencing the blessings of God because we had godly fathers and mothers that went into the presence of God, and whatever their situation that might have been impossible, they took it to God, and God came through for them. And now we're experiencing the blessings, amen, of a godly father who had a godly relationship with God. After the angel, in verse 17, he said, and he shall go before him in the spirit of power of Elias to turn their hearts of their fathers, the children of disobedient, to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So the angel dropped a whole lot on Zechariah. And Zacharias in verse 18 says, Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? Why, I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee, to show thee these glad things. And in verse 20 says, behold, thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Again, Zacharias wasn't a perfect man, but because he knew God, come on now, God dealt with his imperfectness and showed him some grace and mercy. Yeah, God Almighty. I don't know about you, amen, but I haven't always been perfect, amen. But because I have a relationship with my Heavenly Father, come on now, even when my imperfectness rises up, amen, and my unhumbleness rises up, amen, and my questions, amen, are inappropriate, Lord have mercy. Because I have a relationship with God, amen, God will, amen, show me some grace and show me some mercy. And I thank God today, amen, that I've had in my life godly, amen, grandparents and godly grandfathers and godly fathers, amen, that even though they weren't perfect, come on now, because they had a relationship with God, amen. Have I got a witness? Amen. God, amen, looked past their imperfectness and still saw their needs. Have I got a witness? Amen. And because God, amen, is God all by himself, amen. He hears, amen, the prayers of the godly men in our lives, amen. And even though they may fall down the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And I like to hear, amen, the young men remind me of a sermon that I preached many years ago that God's orders don't change, amen. In other words, there comes a time in our life, amen, where we are not, amen, in a position where we are doing the things that are pleasing to God, amen. But that doesn't change the things that God is doing in our life. In other words, if God knows you and God has a relationship with you, as a godly man, God will give you some grace and mercy until you get it right. Have I got a witness today? But when a man of God gets it right, come on now, there's nothing like a godly man raising his family. There's nothing like a godly man standing up and ministering and playing his role in the church. Have I got a witness? There's not one woman that I know, amen, that would give for a man of God that's serving the Lord, that's participating in the family and the heart of God. We've had some powerful men that have come our way and they stood proud and they stood up and they did the things of God. Have I got a witness today? They set an example. They weren't perfect men, but they were men of God. They are men of God. And if a woman sees a man of God doing the things of God, she'll pray that God would continue to use him. She'll pray when he's messed up that God would give him some grace and mercy and stick by his side until they get it right. Have I got a witness today? There are times when men fall down, but if they have a relationship with God, their heavenly Father, God will, I said God will, he'll pick them up. He'll turn them around. He'll dust them off. He'll put their feet on the solid rock. And the best of the family and the rest of the church will continue to be blessed. Have I got a witness today? You've known some good men in your life. You've had some good godly men in your life. You've known that they haven't been perfect. But when God, I said when God has got a hold of him, when God has blessed them, when God has turned them around, you have seen that they are a blessing to you and your family. Have I got a witness today? They are a blessing to the church family. They are a blessing to those that are in their community. They are a blessing, amen, to those that they come in contact with because they have a relationship. They have a godly relationship with God. And so I'm going to have to get ready to go to my seat. I wish I had a little bit longer to talk about Brother Joseph for a little bit longer. But as we talked about Zacharias and as Elizabeth began to give birth to John the Baptist, the family came and asked him, what are you going to name him? And he said, give me a piece of paper and I'm going to write it down. And he said that his name going to be John, John the Baptist, because he had a godly father. He was named John the Baptist because he had a godly father. His father, amen, was found at the altar with the angel Gabriel, and he was able to carry out the will of God that the generation that came after that generation would be blessed. The same thing happened with Joseph. Joseph was married, was engaged to Mary, and hadn't been with her. But the angel said, your wife is going going to have a child, and she will not have been with you. Now, if God had blessed Joseph not to be a godly man, he would have got wind in his jaw, called Mary everything but a child of God, kicked her out, divorced her, and didn't do the things that God wanted him to do. But because the angel knew that Joseph had a relationship with God, he was able to tell him, amen, that she's going to have a baby born by the Holy Ghost. Don't touch her till the baby's came, and you will not name him Joseph, but you will name him Jesus. Have I got a witness today? God will. I say God will use the godly men to be able to carry out his will. And I thank God today that just like he used Zachariah, just like he used Joseph, he used my daddy. He used my grandfather. He used his grandfather. I'm here to tell you that there's a blessing in having a godly man in your lineage. It's a blessing to have a man of God, a man that's willing to go to God even when he's not perfect and ask his father to bless my family, to bless my wife, to bless my children, to bless my church, to bless my community. And when you have a man of God, it will stand flat-footed and say, I'm not a perfect man, but I'm trusting God all the way. I'm giving God the glory. And when I mess up, pray for me that I might be able to find my way in the godly way. Because God said the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Help me to be walking in the way of God. Help me to continue to be a blessed man of God, that those that come after me, like John the Baptist, like Jesus, will be able to carry out the blessings of God. And those that come after them, the generation after generation, will be able to experience the blessings and the power of God for themselves. Aren't you glad today that God's got a plan, and it's mighty sweet? It all starts with the man of God walking up, the Father of God, turning to his Heavenly Father. Jesus understood, amen, that it was his Heavenly Father that gave him the power, but he also understood that Joseph, his earthly father, was the father that nurtured him and brought him up in the things that he should be nurtured and brought up. It was John the Baptist that knew that Zacharias was the one that brought him up and taught him the things of God. And there comes a time when Jesus, good God of God, good God Almighty Jesus, was away. He was about 12 years old, and he began to understand the things of God as a 12-year-old boy. And as he understood, when his parents went to the tavern, to the feast, and they left, Jesus stayed, and Jesus was in the temple. He was reasoning with the scholars. He was answering questions, and he was telling them the things of God as a little boy. But I'm glad today that when Joseph and Mary came back and asked him, what in the world is going on? He said, why do you ask what's going on? He said, it's time for me to be about my Father's house. It's time for me to be about my Father's business. In other words, Joseph and Mary had raised the boy to a place and took him to a place where he began to know for out of shadow of a doubt who his father was. He knew at 12 years old that his father's business was the reason why he came. And it's up to us fathers to be able to raise children from generation to generation, that they would come to know who their heavenly father is. They will get the message that it came right on granddaddy. They came right on grandmama. They came right on daddy. But they need to know the Lord for themselves. And when they know the Lord for themselves, after you raise them in the fear and the admonition of God, and they know the Lord for themselves, then they'll be able to stand up and say, Daddy, I thank you for bringing me this far. Daddy, I thank you for bringing me to the place where I know God for himself, and now I got to be about my Father's business. And when your children get to that place where they know God for themselves, and they begin to be about their Father's blessing, their Father's business, then they begin to start blessing the next generation. Aren't you glad today that the blessings came down through 42 generations? Aren't you glad today that it came in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit through Joseph and Mary, through Zacharias and Elizabeth, and through the power of the Son, Jesus Christ? It came down. The bloodline didn't fail, and generation after generation was blessed by godly father after godly father, and we began to know him as Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when you begin to understand the relationships of godly fathers with godly fathers, with godly men, have, amen, the ability to do. And in spite of their shortcomings, amen, in spite of the challenges, amen, they have the ability to be able to rely on God to do the impossible generation after generation after generation against odds after odds after odds, and still see their families be blessed because of their relationship with God, because of the fathers in their lives' relationship with God, and on and on and on. This is how it works. We didn't get to this blessed place by ourselves. We've gotten to this place because there have been fathers that got on their knees. There have been fathers that have reached out to God. There have been mothers, amen, that supported these fathers. There have been women of God and men of God that worked together, amen, in order for the next generation to be blessed, in order for the next generation to be introduced to this God, the Father, that when mama and daddy are no longer on the scene, that we still can be blessed and that we're blessed to be a blessing. These two men, Zacharias and Joseph, because of their relationship with God, were able to birth into this world John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Jesus Christ, and Jesus, amen, the Son of God, our Lord and Savior. But if it had not been for those fathers, amen, and their relationship with God, amen, the story would have been different. It wouldn't have been the way God had planned it. But because of their relationship with God, amen, God was able to minister to them, speak to them. And against all odds and against all the impossibilities and the strange happenings out of the ordinary, that God would get the glory, that God would get the praise, and that God's will would be done and God's people would be blessed. Because they were, amen, godly fathers, godly men of God. Amen. Amen. I didn't mean to hold you that long on Father's Day. But thank God for the godly men in your life, amen, that introduced you, that pointed you to God, amen. Like I said, none of us are perfect, amen. But because we know a perfect God, amen, we can introduce you to him, and then you can know him for yourself from the blessing of us passing on the knowledge to you. That when you get to the place where Jesus, as a young lad, amen, said, I must be about my Father's business. And as you continue in your Father's business, you'll grow to that man of God, that woman of God, that can pass it on to your children, that they will be blessed, amen, to know God as their heavenly Father. Amen. Thank God for godly fathers. Thank God for godly mothers. Thank God for the family of God. Thank God for the bloodline of Jesus Christ, amen, that has blessed us, amen, to get to this point, amen, where we experience his blessing right now because of those, amen, who came before us, amen,
had a relationship with God and were godly men and women of God. Amen. It's an awesome thing. Amen. Sometimes we take it for granted. Amen. We get into the everyday mundane thing. Amen. But we don't take the time to thank God for those who came before us, mothers and fathers and father figures and those people that spent time with God. I'm not just talking about every now and then, but I'm talking about folks that when they were in it, they were in it. Amen. I'm talking about these everyday, amen, saints of God. Amen. These Sunday school goers, these church goers, these people, amen, that go at night and daytime and show up and do all kinds of things, amen, for the church and for their neighbors and everybody. I'm talking about show enough, amen, men and women of God, amen. And when you see that in your life, when you pick that up and then that relationship gets blessed and passed on to you, when that thing hits you, good God Almighty, amen, you find yourself doing the things, amen, that you saw them doing, amen. You say it was nothing but the blessing of God, giving us godly fathers, godly men and women of God that we can do these things. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord today. Go back and read that and that chapter of Luke. And if you want to hear that thing on Joseph, go to the first chapter of Matthew and you hear about Joseph. Amen. And how the angel talked to him. Amen. And how because they were men of God, they were receptive and they named their boys what God wanted them to be named. And Zacharias named John, John, and Joseph named Jesus, Jesus. Amen. And we thank God, amen, that rest is history. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, amen, intervened and we have salvation because, amen, the word of God, who is Jesus, became flesh. And he took the sins of the world, amen. And those men of God, amen, participated, amen, in that blessing that we're receiving now. And because of their obedience to God, amen, we have been blessed with the gift of salvation. It's an awesome thing, amen. And many, many, many have gone on before us to have introduced someone after someone after someone to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they were blessed to be able to have that gift of salvation. And they were blessed to pass it on to someone else, that they would be able to be blessed to have the gift of salvation. Sometimes it takes a little longer than others, amen? But as long as you're in that lineage, as long as you're in that bloodline, amen, it'll get to you, amen. Someone said it might be delayed, but it's not denied. Amen. And the orders haven't changed. All right. That's going to do it for us today. God bless you. Thank you all for your well wishes and Father's Day wishes. Your continued support of our ministry. Truly, it's a blessing. And we thank God. We love you all. And we continue to pray for God's blessing and that you will be a blessing to someone else. Pass it on. Amen. Amen. That they would realize, amen, that this thing comes down from generation to generation. All right, with that, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to see another day and another Father's Day and another day that you've made. Father, we thank you for the godly men in our lives that had relationship with you, God. Oh, God, and because they had relationship with you, God, they were able to pass down to us, God, the blessing of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God, help us not to take it for granted, but help us to continue to pass this blessing on. Help us to continue to be men and women of God that are not ashamed of the gospel, that we would stand up and we would declare what thus said the Lord, God, that somebody in our family, someone in our extended family, someone in our path may look at us and get a word from us, that they too will be blessed and be able to receive you as Lord and Savior of their life. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. Amen. Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them in Jesus' name. God bless. Happy Father's Day. And wherever we'll see you on next Sunday. Good afternoon.